amazing.
Well, welcome, everyone, to the launch of the Smart Women's Cafe Idea Lab. And we had talked just a little bit earlier. I am Beth Woodward, owner of Marketing on the Playground. I am located in Minnesota. And for those that think that we have got below zero weather all the time, I beg to differ because we get 99 degrees up here in the summertime. So I just wanted to give you a little weather report there. I am one of the Idea Lab experts, and I'll be the facilitator on tonight's call. Now, joining me are the other Idea Lab experts, and I'm going to let them say hello to you right now.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Williams, owner of Your Legal Resource in Birmingham, Michigan, and I'm just thrilled to be with you tonight and really look forward to helping you brainstorm ideas for your business.
Hello, everyone. My name is Linda Anjay, and I am the owner of The Right Concept, which is located in Rochester Hills, Michigan. And along with Lori, I'm very excited to be part of this group and see what kind of ideas we can cook up tonight.
Hi, this is Denise Manick, owner of 360 Direct, and I'm located in Troy, Michigan. And I'm equally excited to be part of the group as an Idea Lab expert, as well as just participating in the energy and the flow of ideas between all of us.
You know, thank you so much. We have got such a great team here. And, you know, we're in different states, and we've just come together to bring this call together for you, and we are extremely excited about that. This is our very first call, and we wanted to open it up to everyone who could be with us tonight as a complimentary introductory session. Now, from now on, these calls will only be available as a perk of membership in the Smart Women's Cafe. So before we begin, what I'd like to do is explain how we'll conduct this brainstorming session so that it will really benefit all of you on the call tonight, as well as those who are listening in on the recording later. So what I'm going to be doing is asking for a few people that would like to volunteer and then ask a question to receive ideas around your business or your marketing. I'm going to give you some examples of a vague question where you will get vague ideas or a direct question, and then we'll go over how to get the best of your brainstorming. So let me give you the rules really quick here, and these are rules that I found to be extremely easy, extremely effective. The first rule is nobody gets to be wrong and everybody gets to be right. And that keeps the brainstorming out of the judgment and really fun. The second rule, and this is really important, it's about receiving your answers, your ideas from your teammates with excitement. If you come back after an idea and say, no, you know what, I've tried that before and it really didn't work, what happens there is it kind of squashes the energy of the group. So the best thing to say after each idea is thank you. So you get your idea, you say thank you, and then the group knows that you've heard them and you're excited about it and you're ready to hear the next idea. The third rule here is no storytelling. We all love to tell stories. I can get into that myself. But what we're going to do is have 5 minutes per person for ideas. And we'll see if we can get to everyone on the call. If we can't, I'd just like everyone to really be listening to the questions and ideas, because I guarantee you that you're going to be able to get ideas from what you're hearing tonight. So if I hear somebody doing a little storytelling, I'm just gonna let you know. Please don't take offense. We just want to stop the storytelling and move forward, because we don't want to use up valuable time. Now, let me give you examples. I've got two examples of questions, and I want to hear from you which would be most effective. If someone would just give me a little heads up there, I want to know that everybody understands. So I'm going to shamelessly market myself here, but I want it to be really specific. Here is one type of question. My name is Beth Woodward, and my company is Marketing on the Playground. I work with business owners, and I'm looking for places to market a teleclass. Can you give me some ideas on how to find them? That's example number one. Now listen to example number two. My name is Beth Woodward. my company is marketing on the playground. I work with solo professionals who want to learn more about how to market themselves authentically and with ease. I have a teleclass called Unlock the Secret to Marketing Yourself, and I'd like to know who might be good strategic partners in getting the word out. Did you hear the difference in the questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see where question number one might be a little more vague, and you're not going to get as pinpointed answers? So that's why it's so important to really ask a specific question. All right. Now, who on the call, are there any questions about any of the rules, any of the examples? All right, great. So what we're going to do is I'll get three volunteers right off the bat. Who would like to be the first volunteer to ask a question around your business or your marketing, and then we can all brainstorm ideas for you?
I'll volunteer. This is Nancy King.
Nancy, hi. Thank you very much. All right, you're number one. Now, who would like to be a second volunteer?
I'll volunteer. Meredith Brownfield.
Meredith, way to go. Number two. All right, who's number three? You want to see how it goes, and then maybe a third one will pop up there?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
All right. What we're going to do is we'll start off with Nancy. Now, Nancy, here's the format, and to everyone who's going to volunteer, you say who you are, what you do, and then you ask your question. Now, I want you to keep it as short as possible and very clear, and then I'm going to start the clock after you ask your question, and then we're going to have 5 minutes for brainstorming immediately after the question. And then we're going to go to the next person, and we're going to complete all three of you, and if we have time, we'll do more. But then before we end the call tonight, I'm going to have you do a rating system on your ideas, so that you're able to choose your favorite one so you know exactly what you're walking away with and then what your first step might be. Are you ready to go?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, so Nancy King, why don't you tell us your name, your company, what you do, and tell us what you'd like some ideas around.
Okay. My name is Nancy King.
Mm-hmm.
I work with Free Organizing, and I am a moving and staging and downsizing specialist. My target market is the real estate market, and what I'm coming up against is talking to real estate agents about offering my services to their clients who have homes that are for sale, to initially stage the home and then subsequently move their clients or help their clients prepare for their move when the home sells.
Okay.
What I'm coming up against is the real estate agents believe that I offer a very valid service, but they don't know how to approach their client because they don't want to hurt their feelings or offend them by saying that their home isn't presentable, or they don't want to breach the level of confidentiality that they've established with their client. So I'm having a tough time breaking through that barrier.
Right. And so what's your question?
Can someone offer some suggestions about how I could put the realtor's mind at ease and work with them a little bit in order to get my services in front of their clients?
Okay. So, Nancy, I'm going to ask, just remind you, receive these answers with complete excitement and say thank you after each one so we know that you're ready.
Okay.
And great explanation, by the way. So, does everyone understand the question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Why don't we get started with some ideas? We'll go for 5 minutes.
Well, this is Linda. And one of the things I want to suggest to you is that you put together a very simple and straightforward flyer or oversized postcard that speaks to the shows, like on A&E there's one called Sell This House, which is all about a guy who comes in and does staging, and I know that some of the other stations have similar shows. I think that a large number of people in America today watch those shows. And so if you can relate what you do to something like that, the Sell This House TV program, then I think that makes it more inviting to people, so that you're not saying, hey, your house looks terrible, but it comes more from the spirit of doing something, doing this staging is going to help you sell your house faster.
Right. Thank you.
And this is Beth. I have an idea. If the realtors could possibly put together an explanation of benefits that other home buyers have received from doing staging in their home, even though their home was very lovely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
And this is Lori. Oh, go ahead, Ruth.
Okay, this is Ruth. I love the idea of playing off the television show. I love that. So you can put a postcard or something on your website or a flyer that says that mentions it. For example, and you can say, quote, as seen on A&E's boom, 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 houses sell faster, and have some statistic there so that it's not, it becomes a non-personal thing. This is just about selling your house, and it has nothing, and then just stay very non-personal in terms of this is what staging helps sell the house, these are the statistics, and I have found that sometimes we go after the market that makes a lot of sense, and realtors definitely make this a lot of sense. However, if you're finding that you're hitting your head against the wall, my suggestion would be find the homes that have for sale signs and send them a flyer or send them in the mail or a postcard. And then perhaps you can follow up. That's what I would recommend. Then once you are successful with a house that sells within, you know, a couple of weeks, and the average time selling a house today is, I don't know, 2 months, then now you have a testimonial piece. And now you can use that testimonial piece when you go to realtors. Just a thought.
Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And this is Lori, and my suggestion would be that you, pardon me for 1 second. I'm sorry, I had to clear my throat. I didn't want to cough into the phone. You have a challengers with realtors afraid of offending the client's feelings, he said.
Right.
So my thought would be if you could have a presentation to a number of realtors and invite their clients, just kind of like an open house feel where you can talk to several realtors who have invited some key clients, kind of a free show and tell, so you can show what you do, get them comfortable with you, and maybe you could even have some testimonials of other clients that you've had who talked about, gosh, she helped me and we sold my house and blah, blah, blah time. We've had it on the market for so long prior to that.
Right. We've got about 30 seconds. Thank you very much. We've got about 30
mm-hmm.
seconds.
This is Joyce. I would suggest also to keep in mind benefits. List any benefits for your services. Faster sell, more money, and a win-win situation for the agent, too, because they get their commission quicker mm-hmm. and more often.
Okay.
Whatever you list the benefits for them.
Okay. Thank you, Joyce.
That was great. Oh, you guys are champs. What great ideas and what great brainstorming. So, Nancy, you got some good ideas, and what we're going to do is come back to choosing some of those ideas, but we'll come back a little bit later, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Way to go, you guys. All right, Meredith.
Yes.
You got the hang of it, I bet.
Yes.
Okay.
First of all, I'm really thrilled to be on this call. This is absolutely fabulous. My name is Meredith Brownfield, and I'm actually the founder of Crossing Your Bridge, and that is actually has two different components. One is what I call the practical side. I'm working with an attorney, an accountant, a life coach, and an organizer. And what we do is we go to different places, corporations. Last night we did one at the library. And what we do is we do a dialogue about how to cross your bridge. And the crossing a bridge events are death, divorce, a spouse, becoming a caretaker, or retirement. And so when I used to be a financial person, I would do seminars, but it was always from the financial side. And so people would ask me questions about taxes or about legal, and I didn't have any answers. So I figured bringing a team together, that was like sort of a cool thing. So that's one component. Then the other component is what I call the soft side or the emotional side, and that is where, you know, you're crossing the bridge and it's like, okay, the vision we have is, remember in Indiana Jones where he has to step on that thing where there's nothing there, it looks like?
Yep.
Well, that's the feeling that, you know, people have after they're in the process of crossing the bridge as far as what are they going to do with their life. So we have another aspect where there's vision, finding your passion, developing a plan, and then having an encouragement or a support system. So these are all the things that I'm working with. This is brand new. I've just started contacting different places just to, you know, to go out and do this. And I think right now I've got a lot of moving parts, and I'm really not sure how to package it or how to the dialogue is basically we go in, we're there for an hour, and we just basically give 5 minutes of who we are, and then we answer questions. But it's like trying to figure out how to melt all of this thing, how to find these people. You know, the retirement's easy. We go corporate, but, you know, where do you find people who are facing death of a spouse, you know, divorce, you know, and I don't really know how to market this to get the word out. Of when I ever tell somebody about the group, everybody says, oh, that's awesome, but I don't know how to find the people to go to tell.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at.
Meredith, this is Beth. If you could you put this together now into one very specific question, and then with one idea to follow here, and then we will start brainstorming.
Okay, so I think my major question is how do I market? How do I find the people that I need that are facing the crossing your bridge event? I think that's probably the easiest. Where do I find them? How do I get to them?
Okay, so how do I find the people that I need that are facing?
Correct.
Crossing your bridge.
Correct.
This is Lori. I think she's looking for strategic partners. I used to be a divorce attorney, and I immediately would, my brain went there thinking marriage counselors. That's somebody that's dealing with clients going through transition, whether it be death or divorce. So that would be one strategic partner. And then you can think of some others. What other professionals are seeing the kind of clients that you need? Maybe it's other professionals that deal with the seniors who are going through maybe moving into a new home because they've not been able to take care of themselves, or maybe they've lost a spouse and just need to be in an assisted living center because there's no one at home to help them. That kind of thing. I'm thinking strategic partners.
Hi, this is Denise. I actually was thinking something along the lines of Lori, but what immediately came to mind for me is actually a lot of the larger hospital groups have hospice support groups that are part of their cancer treatment centers, and I would think that they are always looking for additional resources to help their patients and their patients' family through that difficult time.
Thank you.
Meredith, this is Ruth. And what I'm hearing a lot of different targeted markets. And what I think might be helpful, because if we try and be everything to everyone, we're no one to anybody. And so you might want to prioritize the top three niche groups that you want, and then go after the first niche group, get that taken care of, create the process, create the whole system on that one. Once that's in place and the marketing's done and you're getting people in that way, and I would recommend a website for each separate niche group, because divorce is different than someone dying, which is different than something else, trauma, and then go to the second priority niche group because you already have the system in place.
Thank you. Great.
Ruth, that was just, like, awesome.
Mm-hmm. I love you guys. I got to tell you, I love you guys.
And I totally agree. This is Linda. I totally agree with Ruth. I can list off a couple of people I know right off the bat who would probably be interested in talking to you, Meredith. One is a company that does in-home care, you know, non-medical in-home care, because they are interacting with people all the time who are in need of assistance. Another one is a client of mine who is actually a family therapist and deals a lot with divorce because she works through the courts. So she's dealing with divorce situations and death situations all the time. But Ruth's suggestion of, you know, picking a couple of major niches and then going at them one at a time is just absolutely awesome.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got about 30 seconds. Okay, are we all set, Meredith?
Yeah.
You got a few ideas. All right. Do we have one more? Okay, I have to admit something. I lost track of time there. the ideas were so great. Oh, my gosh. Sorry about that. All right. So do we have a third person that would like to ask a question?
This is Joyce Fortier.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
Great.
I do have a question.
Okay.
My name is Joyce Fortier, and I'm a career coach. And I want to start, I had always thought I wanted to start a group of job seekers to come and talk to each other by teleclasses, something like our chats. And I'm wondering, usually when people go through a job search, it's an uncomfortable time for them. What kinds of things do you think they would want to talk about amongst each other or to get them to have like a membership for a 2 or 3 month membership club where they would come on a continual basis while they're doing a job search?
Great. Is that question clear to everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is Beth. My idea would be to actually talk to a few job seekers and ask them that question.
Okay.
So you'd be interviewing job seekers on what questions they would bring to the group.
Or what kind of help they would need that they would be at.
Yes.
Wondering.
Yep.
Okay.
This is Nancy.
And this
King.
Is Lori.
Hang on just a minute, Lori. I think that's okay. I think we had Nancy.
Yes, Nancy King.
Okay.
My suggestion would be go to colleges and talk to the counselors at the colleges for students up and coming graduation and see if they wouldn't be interested in getting together to collaborate to talk about their career search.
Okay.
Great. Was that Linda before?
Well, I have Lori. Something to say, but I was waiting for Lori.
Okay. Go ahead.
There is something that's just starting now in the Detroit area called Get Networked Detroit, and it's actually for people that are in transition and who now maybe are going to go to an entirely different industry. Maybe they were downsized. And this is going to be a directory both in print and online, which can give them networking kinds of groups as well as perhaps companies will also be there because they're going to be sponsoring the project. But I'm thinking if you get involved with that, perhaps that would be a good way to give just a whole directory of resources to your people. So if you've got somebody that was in HR that wants to go into sales and marketing or something, they can start looking for networking opportunities in their new industry because they don't have those contacts yet.
Okay.
Can I ask
a question about that? Would
sure.
I just go online to Get Networked Detroit?
Yeah.
Is that where I'd
right.
find it?
Yeah.
GetNetworkedDetroit.com.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce, this is Ruth. I want to hear at some point for you to differentiate yourself from all the other people that are doing the same thing. Unless you differentiate yourself. So let's say, for example, maybe you're going to go after newly graduates in a college. Maybe you're going to go after people that they're going into their second lifespan career, whatever it is. But that is, in my opinion, that is such an overgrown area. And I don't hear anything distinct and differentiated because that, I believe, is what's really going to propel you and your brand, is if you can just find something. And maybe it's too early right now. Maybe, doing all these suggestions that people are suggesting, which are excellent. But if you find something, if you hear something, a word or people in a situation again and again and again, and it resonates with you, then maybe you can turn it into something strong as a differentiator for you.
Okay, thank you.
We've got about 1 minute.
Okay. Joyce, this is Linda. I'm getting a lot of feedback from people, particularly here in the Metro Detroit area and particularly in the automotive industry, or should I say no longer in the automotive industry. And many of them are 40 or over. They have not had to look for a job in decades. And they don't know, like, you know, yeah, there's monster.com, but, you know, they don't know how to use those sites. They don't know what other alternatives there are. And I personally have had requests from probably 8 people in the last 2 months asking me if I would help them write executive level type profiles for that, you know, that first screen when you go on to those sites.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if you can find a way to target those midlife people and help them understand what it is they need to do to apply for jobs online and where the best places to go, the alternatives to Monster, you know, that kind of a thing.
Okay.
Okay. We do need to complete. And Joyce, so did you get a few ideas there that might work with you? Okay. You know what? I think we have time. Why don't we do one more person? If there's someone else out there that would like to ask a question to get some ideas. Anyone from the Idea Lab that might have a question?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? I think I was on mute, but I said I had a question.
Oh, yes. Who is this?
This is Deborah Shane with Staging Impressions.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. All right. Go ahead.
I have been staging houses for over 3 years, and I was one of the first in the Detroit area. I'm ready to start a new facet of my business. I issued a press release, but what I'm going to do is I am going to rent inventory and accessories to other stagers.
Ooh.
And I'd like some ideas on how to get the word out.
So how to get the, can you actually state your question then, how to get the word out about?
Well, I guess how to launch this new business and promote the fact that I'm going to be renting accessory and inventory to other stagers, and they may feel that they're in competition with me.
So you're not talking about furniture. You're talking about lamps and wall arts and stuff like that?
I will have some furniture, but that's going to be a we grow together philosophy.
Okay.
Because it takes time to build up a lot of, you know, sofas, chairs, et cetera. But I do have some.
This is Lori. Are there any professional organizations for stagers?
Yes, I already belong to it.
Okay. Have you tried networking within that, asking the other stagers if you could be a resource to them?
Yes, I have started with that.
How did that go over?
Okay, this is Beth. I'm going to jump in here real quick. We're getting into
mm-hmm.
questions and answers now versus ideas. So what we're going to do is we're going to jump right into the ideas now, if we can do that real quick. We've got about 4 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. That was a really great example, by the way. Thanks for doing that. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. I've kind of been waiting for that to happen so I could bring it out and show it. So great, thank you. Any
Deborah,
other ideas?
Deborah, this is Linda. I would think about maybe putting together some marketing for real estate agents to ask them to share with the other agents in their agencies, because a lot of them probably work with stagers, but if you can let it somehow get the word out through the real estate companies that you're sort of like a, I don't remember the name of that company, but that place where you rent to buy, you know, you can rent furniture, short-term rentals on some of these accessories. that maybe some of the real estate agents can be promoting your service to other agents and their stagers.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Hi, Deborah. This is Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
What I might suggest is that you ask the stagers presently, what are the three biggest hassles in staging a home right now? And then depending on what those answers are, you can hopefully fulfill those. And then I would also ask realtors, what are the three biggest hassles of having a home staged? And then once you know what that is, hopefully you'll be able to solve those problems.
Thank you.
This is Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
What about watching homes in foreclosure where the chances of the home being empty and for sale might be a little higher? Where the need to have furniture put in it would be a little more likely. Because when I stage, the furniture is there. It's a matter of rearranging it most of the time.
But boy, that's a great idea.
In foreclosure, it's likely to be empty, and maybe a foreclosure person that specializes in that might be able to give you some direction about homes that he knows or she knows that are up for sale that are empty.
Lori can put you in touch with attorneys that handle foreclosures.
There, yeah.
Better.
That's the word I was thinking of. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. There may be some issue with the banks or, you know, whoever is the lender on those buildings, but that's something that a foreclosure attorney would be able to help you figure that out.
Okay, we've got
Thank you. One minute.
Hi, this is Denise. And actually, along those same lines, actually, I would think that that might open up a whole new targeted market in a way that you would not, you know, that other stagers would not necessarily be feel like they're competing, because then you could actually go to the banks or the mortgage companies, or more or less the banks perhaps that specialize in that foreclosure area, and you can market your service to them directly versus going through another stager.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, one more idea. All right. Oh, this was awesome. I just loved hearing all of you with learning the great brainstorming techniques and showing an example of getting more into questions. That was wonderful that happened. And then saying thank you after receiving, because then we all knew that you were ready for the next one. That was fantastic. So what I would like to do now with each of you, with Nancy, with Deborah, with Meredith, and with Joyce, would you look at all of your ideas very quickly? I'm going to give you 30 seconds to do this. Look at your ideas, and I'm going to have you rate each idea. Give it a 1, a 2, or a 3 for each idea. And number 1 is, wow, this is a great idea, and I want to pursue it. And number 3 is, well, you know what, I'm not so energized about that. So go ahead and take about 30 seconds to put a 1, a 2, or a 3 on each idea that you have. And while you're doing that, I'm just going to say to the rest of the callers that are on the line that I hope that you are able to really pick up some great ideas here, because it's always fantastic to listen and gain some new ideas. And we will be, you know, we're probably going to be doing this again in the future and maybe add a little more different techniques with it. So how are we doing with your 1, 2, and 3? Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody not ready? Great. All right. Now I want you to, I bet you might have a couple of ones in there. And so if you got more than one, I want you to pick out the top one. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're going to narrow this down to, and when you do this, I'm not saying we're going to toss out all the other ideas. You get to keep those ideas and work on them anytime you want. The reason I'm doing this is I don't want you to have to walk away tonight with a whole list full of ideas, and then maybe it gets a little overwhelming. So, Nancy, can you tell us your one great idea that you would like to start out with and take one step with?
I think I like the idea of having an open house for the realtors.
Okay.
And others who I've done work for to be
okay.
there as testimonials.
All right.
That would be a great way to kind of break the ice with the realtors. Rather than calling them, cold calling them, or sending them flyers, because flyers are expensive, and I've been trying that. So this open house is a great idea.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. It was our pleasure. Now, do you have an idea here? And we have a little time where we can ask the group, too, if you need help. But what might be your first step to take when you get off the call tonight or this week to making that happen?
Well, instead of calling the realtors and introducing myself as an organizer who stages and helps people move, I'm going to call them and invite them to an open house and then follow it up with a flyer.
Oh, great.
So that they're invited to an evening event rather than just listening to me barking on the phone.
Oh, that sounds a lot more inviting.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Follow it up with a flyer with an RSVP.
Okay. So do you have a list of realtors that you know you want to call?
Yeah.
Great. All right. Congratulations on that.
And one little side note,
yeah.
One of the best ways that I've found realtors' names is to drive around and find homes that are for sale, because the realtors' names are generally on the sign.
Right.
Ah, there you go.
So
all right.
That was a helpful hint, too.
Terrific.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
You're
all right, Meredith.
Yeah, basically, I think the one that Ruth gave me was picking one area and just really creating the entire aspect of it, all the different moving parts on it, and then once that's established, then going to the second, because I think I'm an ideas person, and my challenge is I do the shotgun, and I try to think I'm going to do everything, and then I end up doing nothing because it becomes so overwhelming. So that really will get me on target. I'll sit down with my partner, and we'll determine which one we want to focus on, and then that just then follows into the second thing, which I don't think you want right now, but, you know, and that's the strategic partners. Because once I know which area I'm going to focus on, then I know which strategic partners I need to, you know, align myself with.
Oh, that's great. So what is your first step then to making that happen?
Well, basically, my partner's in Vegas, and I leave for Colorado tomorrow. So when we both get back in town, we're going to sit down and have a meeting, and we're going to look at the four moving parts, which is death, divorce, you know, caretaker, or retirement, and say which one of those do we want to focus on. And then once we determine that, then from there we'll move on from, you know, then contact various whether it's organizations or if it's, let's say it's divorce, you know, maybe contacting divorce attorneys or family counselors or who then we can be our partners with that. But I think the first one is really determining which one, and right now I really don't know which one we would be going with.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
This was absolutely awesome. Thank you.
That's terrific. Isn't it fun doing this?
Yeah.
This is great. All right, Joyce, how about you?
Okay, I guess the one I'm going to choose, because I had marked all of them one except for one.
Okay. And remember, you can go back to those ones. This is just for the sake of tonight so that you can get a marketing step down.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the one on discovering or deciding what my niche is, the midlife over 40, because while I have worked primarily with executives and high professionals, there are a lot of other things out there for them to use. But there really isn't much for mid-level management and people that want to go to the next level, and especially midlife people also. So I think I'm going to concentrate on them. And What my first step is going to be is, oh my gosh. I think my first step is to put a plan together.
Okay.
Figure out, maybe start my database on that. I already am a teleclass leader, so I just maybe put a program. Well, then it leads to the next step of what they want to know. So,
okay.
You know,
so what do you think your first step's going to be?
But my first step is putting a plan together of all the steps, basically.
Okay.
I have to do.
Okay. That is great. Thank you for sharing that. All right. So I am just dying to hear from Deborah.
Well, it just so happens I have a presentation scheduled with the real estate office on October 2nd. So I'm going to ask them their top three biggest hassles and combine that with marketing to real estate agents.
Terrific. So what is your first step?
During the presentation, I'm going to ask them, I'll make it interactive and ask them what their three biggest hassles are to selling the concept of staging, of home staging.
Great.
And then I'll introduce my new business of marketing accessories for stagers.
Wonderful. I do want to point out, I've done this brainstorming thing for a long time, facilitating these groups. And what I learned a long time ago was that when people got a list of ideas and then they left, they just didn't know where to go with it. They didn't know where to focus. And so that's why it's so important when you're doing brainstorming in groups to choose that one idea or those two ideas that you really like and then get a step down before you go, because I can tell you that each one of you sound like you really know where you're going to head to put this into action. And that's the second piece is, you know, you can get all the great ideas you want, but unless you put them into action, they're not worth anything. So I want to thank you, all four of you, so much for speaking up and asking those questions, and the entire group for all of the fantastic questions we had. And, Lori, are we about, I think
you're just perfect. You're even a little bit early, but it's okay.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Well,
I just wanted to segue after what you just said into kind of the next part of our call, which is, first, I want to thank everyone for participating. It was wonderful. We weren't sure exactly what it would be like. We knew what the structure was, but we were totally dependent on you guys to be brave and ask questions. And, you know, we just have to do things like not cough and not interrupt each other. So I'll be much better next time. But we just have a great segue here, because Beth just talked about you need to think about your action steps. And our very next call next month is on brainstorming action steps for your business. That's going to be 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on October 24th. Then on November 14th, same time, we are going to do marketing ideas for 2008. And then on December 12th, we're going to look at year-end reflections for 2007 and creating your New Year dreams for 2008. So, again, this is all about a business focus, so you can continue to evolve your business. You know, certainly you'll do it on your own, but through the Idea Lab, you can come back and we can move forward with the team, and there'll be more callers and more ideas. So don't forget, when you get your email from Smart Women's Cafe, just RSVP to the email invitation so we know to expect you on the call. But if you're not a member of the cafe, I know a few people were invited in tonight who aren't members. To be a member of the cafe, you can go to www.smartwomenscoaching.com. Membership in the cafe will provide you with access to all kinds of experts in different areas to help you grow both personally and professionally. And the cost is only $19 a month to have access to the whole Smart Women community, and there's over 20 experts currently. And so you'll have access to free teleclasses that can help you in marketing your business. One of them is creating an ebook. We had Ruth Klein on the call tonight, and she's involved in that. Some will talk about de-stressing and creating balance in your life, as well as these Idea Lab calls and many more resources. And so many of the calls are free, but there's also some in-depth courses available that might be a series of calls that really get to the heart of things. And those can be offered to you as CAFE members at reduced rates. So, again, to become a CAFE member, you go to smartwomenscoaching.com. So thanks again for joining us tonight. We look forward to talking to you on the 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time regarding brainstorming action steps for your business. And before we say goodnight, does anybody else want to say anything from the Idea Lab team?
Well, I just want to thank everybody because this is Linda. Yeah. I just think this call, this was absolutely fabulous. And Nancy, Meredith, Joyce, Deborah, you gave us perfect questions. And Ruth, I'm so glad you were on this call. You just added so much to it.
Well, thank you so much. And I just wanted to say this is a brilliant, I mean brilliant idea that you're doing. And you know what? If nothing else we provided on Smart Women's Coaching, this is worth $19 a month.
Yeah.
This is outstanding. So thank you. Thank you, brilliant thinkers and visionaries, for putting this together. Really, 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 really brilliant.
Thank you. This is Beth.
Thank you, Ruth.
Do we have? Do we still have a few of the volunteers on the call?
Yes.
Okay, great. I would, you know, I'm just curious what you think with what you left with the call tonight, with the idea that you're leaving with. What was the value of that for you? Just trying to get an idea.
This is Meredith.
Yeah.
For me, it really gave me clarity. Ever since I found this Smart Women Coaching and I became a member, I have been, I think I've volunteered my life away, and I've been a member of probably everything underneath the sun, and I have never found such value as working with you guys. I am so impressed. It is so neat to know that you guys are out there and that they're talented, phenomenal women who are willing to give great ideas to get people, you know, to get to their vision, the attitude of just giving and that there's enough for everybody is just phenomenal. I'm just thrilled. I you know, like I said, it's the best $19 I've ever spent, and to be here forever. It's just, I'm so excited. It's just, you know, they say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So obviously I was ready because you guys definitely appeared. Thank you.
Oh, great. Well,
okay,
I
was great. Thank you.
Meredith, I want to thank you. This is Linda, and we love you. So you will be getting in the next day or two, everybody who is on this call, we'll be getting an email from Tanya, who is the Smart Women's Coaching Virtual Assistant. And what we're asking you to do is to call a very specific phone number and then record a one-minute testimonial about your experience on this call tonight.
Sure.
So what you just said just thrills me, and I'm sure the rest of the women here, and I would love for you to repeat it on, you know, into your telephone at this recording site so that we can post it on the CAFE site.
Sure. Love to.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much. This ends the call for tonight, and we can't wait to see you next month.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Anybody?